This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. For nearly 2 weeks since the assassination of two leaders, allegedly by Israel, one each from the Iran-backed militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah, Israel has been anticipating retaliation. Both groups have promised a response, and Iran rejected Tuesday calls by France, Germany, and Britain to urge them to show restraint. Iran's president said Monday Iran had a right to retaliate, as one of the leaders, the Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh, was killed on its soil. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Monday that response could come as early as this week. At a news briefing Tuesday, U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said the U.S. has been working diplomatically to head off such retaliation.
I don't want to speculate on what actions the Iranian regime might take, but I will say, as the Secretary has said repeatedly, no one benefits from any kind of retaliation. And what we've been engaged on is intensive diplomacy with allies and partners who are helping us communicate that message to the region, including directly to Iran. Everyone in the region should understand that further attacks only perpetuate conflict, instability, and insecurity for everyone.
Ukraine said Tuesday it has no interest in holding territory it captured in Russia's Kursk region long-term, but in the meantime, it could complicate Moscow's efforts to move more troops to the front battle lines in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine Foreign Minister Georgi Tiki told reporters in Kyiv, unlike Russia, Ukraine does not need other people's property. He said Ukraine is not interested in taking the territory of the Kursk region, but it does want to protect the lives of Ukrainians. Tiki defended Ukraine's actions as absolutely legitimate. He said the sooner Russia agrees to restore a just peace, the sooner the raids by the Ukrainian Defense Forces into Russia will stop. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday expressed deep concern regarding what it called a climate of fear created in Venezuela following the country's disputed presidential elections. The elections, in which incumbent President Nicolas Maduro and the nation's election commission, with which Maduro has is closely aligned, insisted that Maduro won re-election, while the opposition has said it has proof its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won in a landslide. Western and regional nations have refused to acknowledge Maduro's victory. Maduro has met the subsequent protests with an iron fist, and the UN reports 25 people have now been killed in protests. At a Geneva news conference Tuesday, High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said it was especially troubling so many people were arrested on charges of incitement to hatred or under counterterrorism legislation.
Criminal law must never be used to limit unduly the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. According to official statements, over 2,400 people have been arrested since the 29th of July.
The European Union Tuesday announced it had deployed equipment and firefighters from across the bloc to help tackle wildfires across Greece and that are threatening the suburbs of the Greek capital. Northern Athens had been scarred by the flames fanned by strong winds in recent days, triggering multiple evacuations. Meanwhile, one person's been killed in the fires in the Attica region, with authorities racing to extinguish as much of the blazes as possible before winds are predicted to pick up. A spokesman for the European Commission, the EU's executive branch, Balázs Ulavre, announced Tuesday the new resources that were being sent to the region.
The Commission has deployed two firefighting planes from Italy, a helicopter from France, and another helicopter from Serbia. We are also sending in ground forces from five European countries. These include Czechia, France, Italy, Serbia, and Romania.
The CEO of coffee giant Starbucks has been replaced by Brian Nickel, an executive who stepped in at Chipotle when that chain was in distress. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased last month. That suggests inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year ago. The producer price index can provide an early sign of where consumer inflation is heading. I'm Shelley Adler.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer in Washington.